Hello and welcome to another episode of Monday Mile, your walk and talk podcast, your source of moving motivation. Today's guest is one of the fresh faces to grace BBC Strictly's dance floor. Winner of the Greatest Dancer in 2020, this fierce, determined, talented young woman is turning heads on our television screens up and down the country. It is Jovita Pristol.
Ooh, that was nice. It was like, where's that girl you're talking about?
How was that pronunciation?
I think you were very good. Very good. I've heard so many versions actually of my name and my surname. So you did very well, you know,
Okay, so I gave it the English twang, which I believe is acceptable.
Yeah.
How do you actually say your name?
So actually my name, so anyone who's Polish would know, Jovita Pristol.
Okay, so I've totally butchered it. But for anyone English, I feel like I did an okay job.
Yeah, I made it like a Pristol, just like Bristol.
Or maybe crystal.
Like crystal.
I like the crystal
because
vibe.
Because I'm almost like a diamond, you know.
Oh yeah, go on.
Shine bright like a diamond, you know. You need to. So yeah.
I mean, shine bright. I feel the energy.
Oh, I need to have a lot of energy, you know, when you're in that business. And actually now it's so crazy because me and Michael, we've just opened a dance school. I've just got into the Strictly. So it's so busy. And I'm like, okay, I'm here, and then I'm there, and then I'm here, and then I'm there. And it's just madness. But I love it. Like, love it.
Yeah, it seems like your career has just absolutely catapulted. So you're originally from Poland.
Yes.
What brought you to the UK?
Oh my gosh. So basically, when I was 20, I left Poland and I went cruising. So I was working on a cruise ship.
You went cruising? Like, what do you mean? Like cruising? You went for a walk?
No. Like on the cruise ships. I was working on a cruise ships with one of the biggest actually company, ballroom company, Ben Floor. And I was there for 4 years. And then, of course, Strictly was always my dream.
Yeah.
Always. And of course,
it's like the ultimate.
Yeah. And you think it's just, you know, like, you can't reach it, basically. It's like, it needs to just come to you because it's just so superb. And like,
it's a machine.
Yeah, you never think that you could get that. You never think that you could achieve it.
Yeah.
So it's always like in your dreams, in your head. But you never, like, you don't know what to do to get there because, like,
basically, there's no clear route.
No. And then I remember one day, my dearest friend Johannes Radebe called me.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was already on Strictly. And he called me and Michael and he was like, guys, you need to come here. If you want this, you need to be here. It's not gonna come to you.
So did you get the ship to drop you off in London?
Actually, that would be very ideal, but no. So then we finished our last contract. And I was like, yeah, Michael, this is it. We need to do it. So we bought one-way ticket.
No,
we didn't
way.
Have place, anything. We just came here.
So when basically. Did you move to London?
2019.
Wow, that journey has accelerated so rapidly.
I have no idea how it happened because we just moved here. We got a job on Neil's and Katya's show.
No
on
way.
On Somnium, yes. We performed there four shows. I think 4 days it was only.
And did you know Neil and Katya before that?
Never. So
no
basically,
way.
We went to UK and Neil messaged us. And Neil, it was like a big deal for us, for like a ballroom dancers, because he was so many times champion, like world champion. So when we saw a message from him, I was like, Michael, is it real? Like Neil messaged us, you know?
No way.
And then he asked us if we would like to do his show, his and Katya's show. And we were like, of course we want to. And that was our first job in UK. And we were so happy. Only it lasts 4 days anyway. But you know,
wait, it was like a 4 day job.
Only 4 day job, basically. But we were so happy. And then Greatest Dancer. And I like from nowhere.
So
from
how
nowhere.
Did the Greatest Dancer come about? Because you claimed that title with your partner, Michael, 2020. Here we are a year later and you're one of the fresh face pros. That is a rapid turnaround.
You know,
but it's not. Yeah. If you look into the backstory of your dance career, you've been dancing for a long time.
Of course, but you know, with those like kind of things, like TV shows and you know, like Greatest Dancer. It was such a great show, and there were so many like great dancers. I mean, the level was just outstanding. And I remember our audition. When I saw all those people, I was like, Mike, I think we can go to London, because it was in Birmingham. I was like, you know, we can go to London because there's no way. Like, look at them.
Yeah.
And they were young and fresh, you know, they just so powerful and wanted this. We wanted this as well. But, you know, we're like, I think we've never believed in ourselves that much, that actually we can achieve something that big.
Yeah.
But because we are so, you know, like full of determination, and we actually, we want to do the best, so we will never give up.
So did that put you off when you saw that there were loads of other young, competitive couples, or did you just see that as an opportunity to be like, we can be better?
I think I never feel I can be better than somebody, because I think I want to be the best version of myself.
Yes,
So
love that.
I push myself to do the best what I can. So when I saw them, I was like, okay, maybe I'm older, but I'm gonna, you know, do my best. I'm gonna push myself. I'm gonna just, you know, give it all. And I remember we got there early in the morning and we danced the last couple.
No way.
The last
act. Was that for?
So like 9 p.m.
Was that like a trial to get on the show?
Yeah, that was a proper audition. So like we waited all day, all day. And then we've got this. We could perform, the mirror would open, and we were the luckiest people in the world. And then we didn't care what's gonna happen, because we knew if we're gonna get on the live show, we're gonna do the best. And we did. Amy, we were rehearsing every day, 12 hours. I didn't sleep, I didn't eat. Like, I'm so sorry for my cat, because he was so lonely.
Oh.
And I was, yeah. In one thing, it was just, I don't even know how we did it, but we did it.
So training 12 hours a day,
crazy,
just to be a part of the show, just to be a part of the competition.
Yeah.
And you knew at the end of it, there was a possibility that you could then join the Strictly family?
When we found out that the prize is actual performance on Strictly,
yeah,
that was the goal. We didn't care about actually winning that show, because it wasn't about that. We just wanted to get there.
Yeah.
So we were like, we wanna win, because we wanna perform on Strictly. But in the same time, we knew that it's gonna be hard, because our final team, it was just outstanding. I mean, those kids, actually not only kids, we had some adults as well. But you know, like the team, it was just like, I was so grateful every day that I could work with them. And I've met so many amazing people, so many dancers, like till now we stay in touch.
Yeah.
So it's just so, so good. And then thinking about that Strictly, this pushed us to do even more. Like, we've done things we've never done in our lives. Basically.
In what sense?
Like tricks, lifts.
You're known for your lifts, right?
Human necklace. When Michael told me about that, I was like, are you crazy? And he's like, no, we're gonna do it. I'm like, you know, I can choke you, or you know, I don't know. He's like, no, we're gonna do it.
How important is that partnership with you and Michael? Because obviously you are partners, and it seems quite common in dancing that you're in a relationship with your dance partner.
Yeah.
Is that standard?
I don't think it's a standard, because when we start dancing, we hated each other. We hated each other. It was the nightmare. First year, we didn't talk. We actually were making us, you know, like I was pushing him a little bit when we were dancing. He was pushing me as well. Like, you know, we were doing everything against each other. And like, I can say full hate.
No way.
But after a year, I don't know, something clicked.
Yeah.
And we fall in love. And till now, it's like 8 years. We're gonna have, 8 years this year.
No
way.
And he's older than you?
Yes, he's 2 years older than me. So, yeah, but it doesn't seem like.
What's sort of the standard age for ballroom? Because you say you guys were the oldest. We mentioned Mr. Neil Jones, mutual friend of ours.
Yeah.
He's like granddad of dancing world, no?
I mean, yeah, I was saying like about the greatest dancer, we were kind of the oldest contestants. But so.
In the world of Strictly though,
in the world
of
Strictly,
youngest.
I'm in the middle,
I'm
in the middle. I'm not the youngest, not the oldest, but I think I keep this younger side still. I think so. But you know, it's not about age, to be honest, because it's everything about what you have to offer and how much commitment do you have and how much love for dancing do you have. And if you, you know, if you're still willing to do things and learn things, it doesn't matter how old are you, because you know, like, to be a good dancer, to actually have like a successful career, I think you need to still keep going and still exploring and still learning other things, other styles, still, you know, making your base even better than before. And that makes you good. And it doesn't matter if you're, you know, young or old.
Ability and passion.
That's
the
it.
Two drivers.
That's it. Like, so look at me. Will you ever say that, you know, I'm my age?
No.
We're not going to say how old I am. I'm 27. But, you know, like, people, like, you will never say that I'm that old.
No, I would have no idea.
And, you know.
Okay, let's throw it the other way. How old do you think I am? I think you know, but...
24.
Are you just being nice?
No, 25.
Are you joking?
No.
Plus five.
Okay. You see?
Mad.
Beautiful. Young and beautiful.
Yeah, let's claim it. So what was that first moment like when you found out you had the call up for BBC Strictly? Can you still believe it?
No, because you know what happened? I remember that day. I'm going to remember this to the rest of my life.
Give us the full rundown.
I was sitting on my terrace.
Yeah.
Eating my breakfast, having my coffee with Michael.
What were you having for breakfast? Do you remember?
Yes, it was porridge with raspberries and blueberries and maple syrup.
That's the breakfast now forever, yeah. The golden breakfast.
Yeah. And I had my coffee and Michael was there just opposite me. And we're eating, chatting. And then my phone was on my right side, buzzing. Boom, 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 boom. I have a look and then I see the name.
What was it?
A Jack, one of the producers of Strictly.
Yeah.
And because we work before as well for Strictly, we helped to choreograph something, and you know, so I knew the people. So I was like, my first thought, because it was a summertime, so my first thought, maybe they need somebody for choreographing, for help. Yeah. Because sometimes the main choreographers need some bodies, you know, just to try something.
To throw around.
Yeah, so that was my first thing. Okay, probably they need us for some help.
Yeah.
I pick up the phone and was like, yeah, hi, how are you? And then I got like, actually, Jovita, would you be like to be on Strictly, like, this season? And my hand was like...
Did you drop the phone?
No, I put it down. I looked at Michael and I said, they asking me if I want to be on Strictly. And then... I took the phone back. I was like, I'm so sorry, but can you repeat that? Because I think I'm not getting it right.
No.
And then he's like, yes. And then I was like, oh my God. Like, it's crazy. And then they were like, okay, so, you know, like, we still have like a casting, you know, but it's just if you wanna, like, if you are able to, I'm like, of course I'm able to. I'm gonna throw everything and I'm just
You're
gonna
like,
be there.
What you don't realise is I've just moved my whole life to the UK in the hope that one day maybe this
You're gonna
be a
call
possibility.
Me, exactly.
And so, it's happening right now over my raspberry porridge.
Exactly. And then so it was quite a process because they asked me if I'm available and everything. So then I waited 1 week. That was the longest week in my life. I didn't sleep at all.
Why did you have to wait a week? Because they didn't give you an answer then.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, like it was just...
Hang on a minute. Let's throw the line, reel you in and leave you there.
Exactly. It was actually cruel a little bit because I was waiting 1 week and you know, you don't sleep, you don't eat. You think, you check your email, you know, you check your phone if it's called or not.
I've been there.
And then finally I got a message. Can we do a Zoom call tomorrow? Short, just a Zoom call tomorrow. I was like, okay, that's it, done, ciao. I mean,
it's not happening.
It's not happening because they just said, oh, Zoom call. They probably want to say, we're very sorry, but bad mom. And then, I'm preparing that Zoom call. Of course, I'm like hour earlier, just sitting in front of my laptop, useless. And then, okay, they called me and officially, all of them, like all the producers, they were like, welcome to Strictly.
No way. And so you didn't even have to do...
Michael, ran off the, you know, of the other room. He started screaming because, of course, he was like, you know, waiting behind the door.
Oh, just, my God. Know,
he's like, screaming. I literally, I freezed, start crying. I couldn't even take, and they were like, take your time. I was like, I'm sorry, I literally can't talk to you right now. Like, it's my, and I say that this date is like my new birthday.
What date was that?
That's a really good question.
I've got a day like that in my mind that
I don't remember now.
I will never forget. And it was, for me, the start of my snowboard career.
Yeah.
This brand, this hat.
Yeah.
October 2007 changed my life forever. Yeah. You need to get that date. Mark that in the diary. You need to have a party on that date.
It's literally, I'm like, oh, that was the best thing ever. And from then, everything changed. Like, all my life changed. And I'm so happy and grateful, and I can't even imagine, because, you know, I come from a really small city when people think like nothing is possible. And I did it, you know? And I know that my family is so proud of me. And they, I think everyone around, they watch Strictly because of them, because they're like, did you see this? Did you see that? Did you see
that? Unreal.
But they are so proud. And actually, this is a really good message to everybody who thinks that, okay, I come from a small city. My, you know, I'm from average family. I don't have much possibilities.
Yeah.
If you want something, go for it.
Go and
work
get
hard
it.
And get it, because it's possible. You can get it.
Unbelievable. Uh-huh. So, so magic. And how's it been? New pro, four of you. Your dance on Sunday evening with Cameron was just electric. I've still got that beat going on. Don't rise up, don't rise up. Go on, give us a little.
I wanted to keep my.
Yes! So good!
I actually wanted to keep that bone on my head. I was like, let's. Actually, I want to prank Michael.
Yeah.
Because they spray my whole head with like a silver collar.
Yeah.
So I want to go home and say, Michael, they dyed my hair because, you know, of that number. But don't worry. Like, in half year maybe we'll go down, but didn't work,
because
when I take it down there were like bits with my like normal colors.
They've
like,
definitely got the costumes on lock, haven't they? Tell us how it's been so far, because you've had a fairly rapid introduction. You've been in every single group number. That's is that 15 weeks of pre-filmed dancing already?
I mean, we spent a lot of time. We were like 3 weeks in the hotel together in the bubble, and that was amazing time, because I knew all of them basically from before, but, you know, just to get them even know better.
Yeah.
And actually it was like a dance camp, you know, because we get our own rooms, we had a schedule, we just need, you know, we need to show up. Okay, there's a lunch, there's a, you know, and it was just funny. Just, I felt like a kid back in the day when I was doing that camps. But it was amazing, and the rehearsal process there, when we were creating everything, that's, I think that's the best. And then when you can perform, and I mean, our choreographers, they are just out of this world, and I'm so grateful I can work with them now. So yeah. It's just dream.
The dream job.
The dream.
Living.
I don't even think it's a job.
No.
It's like, no, you don't. I don't treat it like a job, because it's just something that I really wanted to do. So every time I go there, doesn't matter if it's like 6 a.m. or, you know, we finish like 1 a.m. I don't feel that I need to be there. You know, like sometimes you go and okay, yeah. I need to go there. I need to do this. No, I'm actually,
you're
okay,
there.
I'm going.
Keen as mustard.
Yeah. I mean, it's my first year. Probably in 5 years, I'll be like.
How taxing is it physically on your body? And how do you actually remember the routines? That's one thing that's always mesmerized me.
You know, it's this kind of thing that this is never go out of your head, and you go to sleep and sometimes like you feel anxiety because you're like, I don't want to listen to this song anymore, but it's in your head all the time. You eat this song and steps, and you do anything. You brush your teeth and you're like, okay.
No way. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah, and I think it's just, it becomes your life. Like, everything what you do, you think about the steps, the music, the everything, you know, what it's gonna be on the night, what you're gonna perform.
Yeah.
And it's, but I think as a dancer, it's just a muscle memory. So as much as you can train
and
repeat and repeat, then you're good. And you know, it's like
Dance, brush your teeth and repeat.
Exactly. And it's good that the songs are different, because if the song will be one and few different, then I don't know. But because, you know, the songs are different, so you're like, okay, this one goes that. Okay, this one goes there. Okay, so yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just the practice, I think.
Is there a particular moment that stands out so far? We're halfway through the series.
Yeah.
Is there one moment that stands out?
I think every moment for me, because I'm so grateful to be there.
Oh, I love it. You just absolutely love it. And there's nothing better than loving what you do.
No, there's not even, I can't even tell you one, the greatest moment from the Strictly, because I love them all. I am so grateful. And I'm like, every time I'm there, I have goosebumps. And you know, there's only one thing, like when I sat on the chairs and I'm cheering my, you know, fellow friends competing with celebrities, you know, on the competition. Sometimes I just want to jump on stage and dance with them. That's the only thing, you know, but the rest, I'm like,
no, just like, stay back.
But
stay back.
Basically, that's why the camera is not going on me, because every time when they perform, I'm like, and then when they finish, I'm like, so I'm like, okay, this lady, she's crazy. No, get her off the camera.
Let's take the camera. Swipe.
She's always in the back, in the corner. Don't ever put her in the center. The people is gonna think she's nuts. But yeah, because the emotion, the you know, the feeling there, it's just you can't describe it. So I'm waiting when we can actually have full audience and full experience, because I think this is gonna be even more.
Yeah, imagine the energy in that room. Ooh. Will your parents fly over?
Ooh, I hope they will. Right now, they can't. But yeah, maybe next season.
Next season.
I hope so.
Fingers crossed, hey? Tell us about the other side of the business. So full-time on Strictly Come Dancing. Mm-hmm. You've also got a dance school with your partner, Michael.
Yes.
How do you juggle the two? Because they do coincide. The dance school is booming at the moment.
I mean, it's just, ability to make a good schedule. Yeah. And Michael is amazing. Like, he's doing such a great job with everything, because if I can, of course I'm there.
Yeah.
But sometimes physically I just can't, because I'm on Strictly. And
no big deal.
No big deal. I'm so sorry, everybody, but I do as much as I can. And sometimes I'm actually going to the studio and straight from the studio to the dance school. Yeah. It happens many times. But yeah, it's just also like, I love teaching, and I love you know, giving my knowledge to the kids. And I see them growing, and you know, and actually they're competing. So they're going on a competition, they're getting like trophies and medals, they're getting first places. So then I'm like, oh, I'm so proud, you know, like a mom. I'm a proud mom.
That's got to be really cool to be a part of supporting that next generation of talent. So if someone was looking to get into ballroom, how would they get involved? Hit up Michael and Jovita.
Exactly.
I think I might sign myself up, actually.
You know, and it's like a fun community, and we try to, you know, teach.
When's the adult class?
So adult class is on Saturday, my darling.
At what
time? It's on 3.
3 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe I'll get myself down and then I'll head off and watch Strictly afterwards.
I mean, you know. So, yeah. We're doing whatever we can to, you know, make it work. And as long as it goes, it works. So,
what's your routine like day to day? A huge part of that is Strictly. But do you have a routine around that? How do you maintain the stillness around the fast pace of your lifestyle?
I have a cat, and he's waking me up every second hour by the night, so I will never, you know,
get a full night's sleep.
No.
What's he called?
And I'm ready. Roger.
Roger, is he a British cat or Polish?
No, actually, we got him here, but from the Russian lady. So he's Russian, British, Polish a little bit, because he went to Poland twice actually.
So does he speak Polish? Does he?
I don't think he speaks any language. He has his own language. He doesn't understand us. He doesn't listen to us. He does what he wants.
Do you speak to him in Polish?
Both. Sometimes English, sometimes Polish, because sometimes our friends are babysitting him, yeah, and they are English, so I need to educate him, yeah, of course. But sometimes Michael talks to him in Russian, and he's like, so he might actually understand Russian better than Polish or English. But anyway, yeah, he's
bilingual.
Very naughty.
That's such a talent.
Yeah,
very
naughty.
I wish I was bilingual. I mean, like most Brits, we're just so like standard issue.
And you're lucky, you know, you can speak the language, which is
the mother tongue. Exactly. I know, very, very blessed. So it's definitely helpful. But when you go to the Alps and it's French or German,
you have to speak French, actually.
It's a little bit of a struggle.
Bonjour, oui, oui.
So your routine is your cat waking you up every 2 hours?
Yeah, from 2 a.m.
to the
rest.
Do you have a little morning ritual?
Yeah, actually, I'm cuddling with Roger every time I wake up.
Michael, kick him out of the bed. It's all about you and Roger.
Actually, he's not on the bed. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Okay, where is it? Did you keep him?
I'm sitting on the toilet.
Oh, does he sleep?
And he jumps on my knees and we spend like 10 minutes. Aww. And then I'm like...
So your quiet time is sitting on the toilet with Roger?
Yeah. So it's my, you know...
Interesting.
Yeah. And then...
You like to sit on the toilet with your cat. That is absolutely brilliant. That is the best morning routine I've ever heard.
Exactly. And then, you know, and then when he feels bored already, he goes off and then I do my things. Of course, I need a breakfast, yep, always, and I need my coffee.
Yes, and I feel that vibe.
Sometimes two or yep, three. I'm a coffee addicted person.
Really?
I love coffee.
We should like hang out more. I do 1 month, three and a half for today. Started with a cafetiere, sort of had two, and then I've just had two. So, yeah.
Addicted.
How many are you on? I feel like I'm ahead of you at
six,
the minute.
Six, usually.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we should definitely be mates.
Yeah. I'm like, I can drink coffee like a water. It's so bad for your body, I know. But it's sometimes like my fuel. And even I've learned to drink coffee by the evening as well, because I've worked with a lot of Italian people and they do like midnight shot, like coffee espresso.
Like double espresso.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, it's midnight. I've
never really understood that. I do get on board though. You know, when you go out to like an event or something,
and they've like
starter, main, dessert, yeah, and a little double espresso. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, I could get on board with that. Don't think it affects me either, to be honest.
So yeah, maybe we
need to wind down. Maybe or not.
I mean, I'm so fine, so I think it.
Yeah, same.
Anyway.
Let's name it. Do you have to train at all for dancing? Because physically, you've got to be pretty flexible, right? And especially with how you are flung around the floor sometimes. I've seen it. I've seen you attached by the neck. What's that called?
The human necklace, yeah.
The human necklace.
That's me and my favorite.
Is there any specific training you do to be able to do what
you mean,
do?
Yes, of course. It's like, apart from dancing, so training in, you know, like, and improving my skills and my knowledge of the basics.
Yeah.
I still train on the gym with I have a personal trainer actually who's taking care of me, and we work on the things which I need to get better. Yeah. So for example, my core, my shoulders, because sometimes when you know do a lot of lifts, you really need to have strong arms and shoulders just to push it from the partner. Yeah. So yeah, there's so many things like you need to do also apart from just dancing to be able to do those things.
Oh, how often would you do that sort of strength and conditioning training?
Two, three times per week. It depends on my schedule as well, because sometimes it's so busy that I have no time for that. And then I need to, you know, but my personal trainer, he's so flexible. He trains me through Zoom.
Oh,
so he's back in Poland, actually.
No way.
And he trained me through Zoom. So he's like, yeah, sometimes people in the gym, they look at me, I'm like cuckoo because I'm walking with the headphones and I'm talking and laughing and you know, but yeah.
But it's nice to have someone there, a part of that, right? Rather than going on your own.
Yeah, and also because I'm not, I have no knowledge about that. So I don't know what I'm gonna do, you know? And sometimes I wake up and I feel like my leg is just like this. So I need to walk like that. And then I'm like, Jacob! I don't know what happened. And then he's like, okay, we'll fix it. So he's also studying the physiotherapy.
Yeah.
So apart from like actually training me physically, he also knows if I feel like sore or something.
Yeah.
He knows how to help me as well. So, and I have my physiotherapist, who's the best, Logan. Love you. And
Shout out to Logan. Keeping the bod intact.
He's the best. So, you know, like, yeah, great team to take care of me and help me to be better.
A lot goes into it. What is the best thing about your job?
So one time my dad told me, if you're ever gonna find something in your life that you really love, and it's like your biggest passion, and you're gonna earn money from it, that's the biggest achievement, because you will never work a one day in your life.
Yes!
And this is me right now. I don't work. I'm enjoying every day. I'm living my dream, and I can live. Yeah. So I get money for that. So I can survive, and I can do everything what I love. So dancing, and this is it. So from the moment I start Strictly, I never work a one day in my life.
That is just
retired already, you know.
That is just the ultimate, yeah. And I am so, so happy for you. You can feel you've got this vibrant energy. The minute we met in that coffee shop, and it's just freaking epic to see. You've made my day just chatting to you.
Thank you. I mean, yeah, I'm so happy actually to be here and you to having me on that.
And on that, I've got to ask you the last question, the all-important question. For 1 million. What is your relationship like with the start of the week? Do you like a Monday? Is there a definitive Monday in your week?
I mean, I love Monday because it's the first day of the new week. So you can, you know, start fresh. Whatever happened in the past, it happened. Now, now it's like a blank page. So you do, like a new whole chapter.
Yeah.
So I love Mondays. I'm not gonna say I'm not tired on Monday, because usually weekends are the hardest for me.
Yeah, especially
in terms of the work.
Yeah.
But you know, I actually enjoy every day, and I think every day is just like, sometimes I don't even know if it's Monday, Tuesday or Wednesday. Because if I can dance every day, it's just the best day.
Aspirations.
Yeah.
For the future in your career. Where can you take it from here?
From now, my biggest one is to get that glitter ball.
Yes!
I want that glitter ball next to my greatest dancer trophy. I made already a space.
Nice.
Yes. So it's going to look amazing together. So I think, yeah. So I'm waiting for that. And then we will see. I mean, now I'm enjoying, you know, I just got on Strictly.
So just being part of it. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Keep that space for the glitter ball. I feel the manifestation. It's coming for you, girl. Go get it.
I hope so.
Monday Mile listeners, it is a wrap. That episode fueled me. You can just feel the energy off the woman. Fresh face, absolutely loving it. It is freaking epic to see. For those of you that are new to the podcast, welcome. The audio drops at 2 a.m. every single Monday morning for the really early risers. And for those of you tuning into the visuals, it drops at 9 a.m. on Instagram. You know what to do. Plug in, tune in, walk with us. Monday Mile, it is a wrap.